Well, it's deeply concerning. And what the Supreme Court appears poised to do based on the draft that leaked out is really tear up 50 years of precedent and attack a woman's reproductive freedom, which is something that holds broad support in New Hampshire and across the country. So I think it's important that we act at the federal level to protect Roe v. Wade. We should be passing that standard into law to make sure that the government isn't making these decisions, that ultimately women and families are able to access health care and to chart their own path forward. I think that's something that's really important to people in New Hampshire and all across this country. So we're going to continue to work on it. We'll see what comes out in this court decision. It should be released at the end of June. And I know the court has been moving in this direction, given the number of appointments that the last president made, with the assumption that these were going to be justices that would overturn Roe v. Wade. But it's still pretty shocking to see this happening in real time, because it does run contrary to, the constitutional rights that people have enjoyed. And to think that the next generation might enjoy fewer rights than the current generation is something that's really alarming to a lot of people.